Melachim Aleph, Perek Tes Ayin, Pasuk Lamed Daled, tells a story that seems unrelated to the conversation that we're having about Achav and his terrible wickedness and the Baal and the Asherah, but it turns out it is very important and connected indeed, and it will also introduce us to one of the most important people in all of Tanakh, Eliyahu HaTishbi, that we're going to meet in the following Pasuk. So to understand the story of this man Chiel, that this one very crucial pasuk tells us, we begin with something that happened many years earlier during the days of Yehoshua when he was leading Klal Yisrael. So if you remember, when we crossed over the Yarden into Eretz Yisrael and went to Yericho, so we marched around Yericho 7 times, blowing shofaros, davening Takarosh Baruch Hu, and the walls of Yericho collapsed and the entire city was wiped out at the command of Hashem, and we did everything right. And it says, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kuf Yud Gimel brings down this entire story, and the city was to be absolutely destroyed, absolutely obliterated, set aside for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, forbidden. And these are Pesukim in Yehoshua, and Yehoshua swore on behalf of all of the people of Israel on that day, Aror Ha'ish Lifnei Hashem Asher Yakum. Cursed is the man before God who shall arise uvana es ha'ir hazos es Yericho, and who builds this city, Jericho, who rebuilds Yericho. So why the strange double language, who rebuilds this city, Yericho? So the words ha'ir hazos, this city, meant that it was forbidden to build the city on that site, no matter what it was named. And Es Yericho says that it is forbidden to use the name Jericho for a city built at any location. I'm not sure if the Jericho Turnpike is the same problem, but it's absolutely forbidden. And now, in Malachim, we hear Biyamav, in his days, in the days of Achav, Bana Chiel Beis Ha'eli Es Yericho. A man named Chiel Beis Ha'eli, Chiel of Beis El, built Yericho. But notice, the way it's written in the Nach is with a hey instead of a vav at the end. He was a smart guy. He was rebuilding Yericho on the same site, but he was rebuilding it with a hey at the end, a different name. So he says, I am not violating the letter of the law. According to the Me'am Loes, based on the Medrash, Chiel was a very powerful man and rich. He was a relative of Achav, a general in the army, and nobody could stop him. Even if people objected, they couldn't say so. So by building on the original site and naming it Yericho, he was violating both clauses. But he thought by putting a hay at the end, he was going to avoid the curse. But it did not help. As the Nach continues, Ba'aviram b'choro yisda, with Aviram, his eldest, he laid the foundation. Meaning that as he laid the foundation of the forbidden city, his eldest son died. And he continued building. One by one, he had 5 sons according to tradition. They died as the city continued to go up. Eventually, he got to the point where, as the Pasuk tells us, Uvisigiv is the Kri, Tziro, Hitziv de Loseha. With the death of Seguv, his youngest son, he put the gates in place. At every stage of construction, another son died. But this stubborn man who thought that he was putting up his legacy destroyed his legacy on the blood and bones and bodies of his children. Kedvar Hashem Asher Diber B'Yad Yoshua Ben Nun. Just as the word of God had been through Yehoshua ben Nun, leader of Klal Yisrael at the time. So Yehoshua had foreseen that somebody was going to come who was going to violate this decree. What happens when you have a king who considers Averos to be a small thing? What happens when you have a king who rips the faith out of the heart of the people? Is you get a story where somebody is going to bury all of his sons building this. Now, Tanya, so the Gemara continues in Sanhedrin, Baviram Bechoro, Russia, lo hailo lumod. He didn't learn a lesson, this Russia, from his eldest who died. The Nach is giving him Moser. Bisgutz ira hailo lumod. Aviram Musaguv, my avud. So his eldest should have protested and should have stopped him. His youngest wasn't exactly the most righteous man either. But from one after another, and nobody tried to stop him, and nobody came to tell him, what are you doing, as they died one by one. Change the name. Change your plan. So, two people, the Medrash and the Mamloes and the Gemara, tell us, came to pay a shiva call on him. Because no matter how much the Jewish people lose faith, the rituals continue in place. And there at the shiva comes Eliyahu HaNavi and comes King Achav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Eliyahu to go do Nichum Avelim. Eliyahu said, he's a wicked man. He's going to laugh at me. They're stubborn. They're rebellious. They're going to blaspheme. Hashem says, go anyway. And Hashem says, if you hear them curse me, then do what you see fit. But go anyway. So Eliyahu goes to Chiel's house, finds Achav with the entire royal family, consoling Chiel over the terrible events that had just occurred. They were discussing the curse of Yehoshua. And so, some advised Chiel, accept God's judgment. It's because of the curse. That's why. And Eliyahu heard this and gave a bracha to those who were showing faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Achav turned to Eliyahu very angry. And this is the key. Achav and Eliyahu got into a debate. Achav said, wait, Yehoshua only said you can't build Yericho with the Vav. Chiel put it with the hay. He didn't violate the decree. And Eliyahu answered no, as we just said before. And then Achav gave it to him both barrels. Achav says to Eliyahu, wait a minute. Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmid, Mishomin. If you have a teacher and you have a student, whose words have more impact? So it's supposed to be Divrei HaRav. The words of the master are supposed to be more important. We say that when one's father tells you to be Mechal Shabbos, and the person is supposed to remember the word of God versus the word of one's father, who do you listen to? The word of God. So Achav immediately says to Eliyahu, which shows that he was a very learned man, he said, well, was Yehoshua a greater Navi than Moshe? Moshe said, if you do Avodah Zarah, it says, V'sartem v'avadatem, we say it in V'hayim Shemo every day. If you stray and you serve other gods, V'chora af Hashem bochem, V'yosar as Hashemayim, V'lo yeh matar, God will withhold the heavens and there won't be any rain. And yet, here in Malchus Yisrael, we have rain all the time. So clearly, Moshe wasn't as great a prophet as Yehoshua, chas v'shalom. Moshe's curse was not Mekuyam, and Yehoshua's curse was Mekuyam. What kind of a religion is that? Whereupon Eliyahu said, is that so? So Eliyahu says back to Achav, there is going to be no rain. You want to see the prophecy fulfilled by Moshe Rabbeinu? Fine. Again, this is all in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. It's beautifully said. Vahu Gavra, Achav said, I, Okim Le Avodas Kochav, I'll call Tlem Utlem. Velo Shavik Le Mitra. I put up an Avodah Zarah on every hilltop, and there is never withholding of rain. So Eliyahu HaTishbi tells him, no, that's not going to be the way it is. And we're going to see in the very next pasuk that the rain is going to stop. And we're going to see later that it was Eliyahu's decision to withhold the rain. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says in the Gemara, gave Eliyahu the key to the Otsar, to the treasure house of rain. And Eliyahu used it to stop the rains. This is Eliyahu's decision on what the punishment should be to fit the crime. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had shown mercy that there was going to be rain throughout this time, despite the sins of Achav and the Jews. But now Eliyahu says the rain is going to stop. So this pasuk and this story of Chiel is a necessary precursor to the parak that is about to come, and the first big conflict we're going to see between Eliyahu and Achav, but not the last.